WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, it's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
And good evening, welcome everyone to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tonight's show is supported by Manscaped.com. Right now you go to Manscaped.com, use promo code W2Live and save yourself 20% off any product they have right now in the store. That could be the Lawnmower 3.0, the Ball Toner, the Body Wash, the Nail Grooming Kit, and so much more. Also, by using promo code W2Live, you can get free shipping. Yeah.
What?
That's free shipping in the US, Canada, UK, and Australia, and beyond. Free shipping. Everyone loves free shipping, especially during the holidays where those shipping costs can add up. Just visit manscaped.com. Use code WJLive. Your balls will thank you, along with the rest of your body. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We're here. We're live, and we have an announcement, guys, so...
We'll get to that in 1 second. The show is also presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Now we can talk about the announcement.
Okay, so USA kind of sprung one on us.
Yeah, let's see. I can give you a time frame of when this happened, because I sent it to Lindsay. Scrolling up in our conversation,
What, like 3 hours ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. At 5:13, I said to Lindsay, God damn it, WWE, rather, damn it, USA.
Not that we aren't appreciative, USA, we do love you. But, so, essentially, airing right now on the USA Network is an extra, in quotations, episode of Ms. and Mrs. And we disclaimer in the show why we already have this, because we're doing a show right now as this is live on USA. So yeah, there's a full disclaimer as to what's going on there, but dropping directly after the Raw post show tonight will be Ms. and Mrs. season 2 episode 7, which is airing right now on the USA Network because we are goddamn magic.
That's right, the Rock Extra Reviews is back with the Ms. and Mrs. series season 2 episode 7. It will be available at 11:30 p.m. Eastern once that show ends.
Yeah,
so check your Twitters, download the file, it'll be there on the Apple Podcast, the Google Podcast, wherever. It'll be there tonight at some point.
Yes, so check it out. Listen to it. And if you're listening to this on the VOD or the podcast itself tomorrow or any other time you download this, it's now available for your listening pleasure. So please go check it out if you like the show. And I would strongly encourage you to go check out the show, especially if at this stage of 2020, 8 months in, 9 months in, whatever we are at this point, that you need content, here you go.
So we have a bunch of content coming your way.
Yes. Yes. So many Rack Extras are headed your way, guys. It's going to be amazing.
Plus, speaking of the Rack, coming soon is the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving special. That's coming soon, too.
Woo!
Content. But we're not here to talk about the rack, because that's Thursday night's 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here to talk about Monday Night Raw that happened tonight. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Miz TV, with John Morrison and The Miz out. They promoted the six-man tag team main event. They promoted Miz and Mrs. and the episode airing now. Then Randy Orton came out and, you know, was not very happy with Miz or John Morrison. He was not happy about Miz in his reality show, or that they're more important than a match with him. He talked about how Miz was being kicked out of the locker room and how John Morrison left WWE to work the minor leagues. What an impactful shot by Randy Orton. Randy then turned his back to Miz and said, "Hey, you want the belt? Want it? Come on, take it. Take it. Take it for me." Miz and Morrison were like, no. This could be a big night for all of us, because if we win the tag match tonight, we can become the number one contenders for the Raw tag team titles. So you don't have to worry about us. This brought out the New Day. Randy hit Kofi with an RKO. Miz and Morrison cleared the ring of both men. Drew McIntyre made the save. But Miz hit McIntyre with the briefcase. Morrison then pushed... Drew into an RKO from Randy Orton.
I mean, Randy, it's no fun if you're expecting it. That's like half the surprise, is that somebody does the cash in on you right then and there. So, you know, daring them to do it, that takes just all the fun out of it. Come on now.
So it was a good start to Monday Night Raw.
It was an interesting start to Monday Night Raw, because it was a fiendless start to Monday Night Raw.
We had a second chance qualifying match for Team Raw at Survivor Series. Elias, Jeff Hardy, and Riddle.
His one of two matches tonight on Raw.
The reason why he had two matches on Raw, that Riddle, he won the match beating Elias and Jeff Hardy to earn his first shot at the, you know, Survivor Series team. Good stuff in the match.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. It was very entertaining.
Adam Pearce and AJ were like, yeah, cool, good, everything's good. And Styles just, you know, he's happy that Riddle's on his team. So that's good, and they can work together, and he's going to call a team meeting. Sheamus was not happy. Sheamus said Styles is not his captain. Strowman said Styles is not his captain either. So what we're learning, no one likes AJ as their captain. They believe he's very sus.
Well, I mean, he's a little shady.
He would be the type of person to vent. Just saying. We heard from Mustafa Ali. He talked about how Ricochet is a fool for thinking one man could change things. Ali said he would show no mercy. And he then listed everyone in Retribution and said, they will not rest until we shut you down.
Thank you to whoever did Mustafa Ali's hair tonight.
Drew Gulak wanted to join the Hurt Business.
It didn't
work. They weren't accepting applications, and then he had a clip-on tie, and he didn't have a pocket square at one point, and then the Hurt Business beat him down. R-Truth randomly showed up and won back his 24/7 championship.
And then we had like 89 title changes after that.
So, R-Truth was then told later in the night that he would be defending the title in a 7-way match. He thought it was a GQ magazine shoot.
Okay, sure.
R-Truth will lose the title to Tozawa. By the way, the 7-minute match is R-Truth, Tucker, who has now a top to go with his bottoms, Grand Metalik, Lindsay Dorado, Drew Gulak, Akira Tozawa, and Eric of the Viking Raiders. Eric would roll up Tozawa to win the title. Gulak would then pin Eric to win the title. Tucker would pin Gulak. Gulak would then pin Tucker, then Tucker pinned Gulak. Metalik then beat Tucker. Lindsay then beat Metalik. R-Truth hit the attitude adjustment on Dorado and won back his title. I think a bunch of people are negative points tonight in fantasy.
Yeah, I know I did. I don't even want to look. I don't even want to know, just for the amount of title changes in that match. It was a little ridiculous. It was entertaining, but it was a little ridiculous in terms of
everything. But for everything. For fantasy points wise, you only lose like 2 or 3 points because title changes and wins, it all evens out. So there was that. We talked about Mustafa Ali. He took on Ricochet. Mustafa beat Ricochet.
This was a good match, and it was... You finally gave Retribution a win that they desperately needed, and you put it on Mustafa, which makes sense because he's the leader. If nobody else wins, he should win because he's leading the charge. If you have the leader lose, well, then what's the point? So good on him for putting a win on Mustafa Ali, and we'll see if they can recruit Ricochet into the fold, because I have a funny feeling they may try to recruit Ricochet into the fold.
I mean, they were trying tonight.
But he may not listen.
So AJ Styles called the team meeting. He brought out his team. Last week was a bad start, but now we have the final piece in Riddle. Sheamus and Keith Lee were bickering back and forth, and then Strowman started yapping his mouth, and Strowman called Sheamus a sore loser and told him to shut his mouth and Styles tried to play peacemaker. Riddle then told everyone to chill, and AJ thinks, all right, cool. Riddle's going to be the guy, you know, to be the calming voice. He had code names for people, including Sheamus getting the one Fireface. Sheamus did not like that at all, because his face gets red when he turns angry. Riddle was named Dopey. Styles told Sheamus that Jey Uso was tearing up on SmackDown, and he tried to fire Keith Lee about Seth Rollins and Riddle about Kevin Owens and Strowman about Corbin, and he wanted to see who the best of the best is. So, as team captain, he spoke with Adam Pearce and made a match. Strowman and Sheamus versus Riddle and Lee, and AJ would be the guest referee.
I mean, I guess Fireface is better than Firecrotch. I don't know.
I would assume so. Riddle is not this show's Drake Maverick. Riddle can kick your ass.
Yeah, Riddle is deceptively chill.
But he's a former MMA fighter.
Yeah, Riddle can go when he needs to go. And that's not to say that Drake Maverick can't go when he needs to go, but Riddle will kick you in the face and then hit a bong afterwards because he can. Okay, that is who Matt Riddle is.
Riddle is 2020 RVD.
Yeah, that's basically who he is. So, if you want to check out Matt Riddle, go watch his body of work of
Riddle.
NXT.
Riddle.
Who did I say?
You said Matt Riddle. It's just Riddle.
His name is Matt Riddle.
No, it's Riddle.
His name is Matt Riddle. God damn it. I'm tired of having these arguments about people's names. Anyway, go check out his body of work in NXT on the network or on the indies. He did a lot of really good stuff for like Progress. And I think he's over in Japan, wasn't he?
Probably.
I know he did a lot of stuff in like the UK.
And Evolve a little bit too.
And Evolve. So go check him out if you've never seen him, because he's really actually very talented. And he's, I think, a former Tough Enough alum too, isn't he?
I don't think he was. I don't remember. Anyway, Keith Lee and Riddle beat Sherman and Sheamus, and AJ got in the middle a little bit.
Yeah, AJ got a little beat up. Jordan had to come to his rescue. And it's like Jordan started to get in the ring with like Strowman and Keith Lee, and it's like, oh, here we go. It's like somebody about to get their butt whooped. I don't know who, but it's going to be somebody.
To send a message to Sami Zayn and the Intercontinental Champion, Lashley beat up Titus O'Neil for the U.S. title. Beat him in 1 minute.
Poor Titus, he did not deserve this, not by half. Like, come on, y'all.
Sheamus and Drew caught up a little bit, too, on this show. They're building something there.
They are. They're absolutely building something there. They're trying to, you know. I'm sorry, he wasn't on Tough Enough. He was on the Ultimate Fighter 7.
There you go.
And he was in a UFC before, this is Matt Riddle, before testing positive for marijuana. And he was let go because of that. But he had an 8-3 record in Titan FC.
There you go. And again, Matt Riddle's not a goofball character. He's laid back. There's a difference between goofball comedy and laid back. There are differences. He's laid back.
Yeah,
what you see on TV is him. He's bro. That's him.
Yeah. He can go. Crap. Who was that match that he just like kicked the shit out of the guy in NXT? Who was it?
I don't remember.
It was one of his first matches in NXT where he just, like, went off and just, like, basically showed everybody what he could do. And it was like, oh, damn. Yeah.
Either way, you can find it on the WWE Network.
Either way, Titus didn't deserve this. This was just not right.
Him and Cassius, I think it was, you were thinking of.
Might have been him and Cassius.
Anyway, let's talk about Shayna Baszler and Lana.
Lana needs to quit. I get what they're trying to do with this, which they're trying to make Lana into a babyface. And they're doing it by putting her through a table every week, which is not good for her back. And at this point, it's really repetitive. And it's to the point that they're making it a thing on social media. Like, I saw a post on Instagram today of how many times is Lana gonna go through the table? It's like, really? Really? We're making this a thing. This is what you're gonna do to her. Every week, is you're going to put her through a table every week to the point that she has to go buy bike shorts and put them on under her little unitard thing, so that way she doesn't potentially have a wardrobe malfunction because you're picking her up and you're throwing her through a table.
So, Shayna beat Lana, made her tap out. You had Mandy and Dana at ringside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nia's like, move, bitches, I'm going to put her through a table. And they just start to walk away. I'm like, girls, get in there and stop it. They did. And then for some reason I thought, oh god, we're going to get a replay during the break that she put her through the table. Thankfully, that did not happen. Lana thanked them backstage. Well, and they're like, we still don't like you. Stay out of our way. Like, girls, come on.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of how this is getting booked.
Lana's supposed to be the babyface. We're still supposed to feel bad for her. But memes are not feel bad for you content.
Yeah, this is just, I'm really, like I said, I'm just not a fan of this. I'm not, it's getting kind of sad and it's getting kind of, I don't want to say pathetic, but I want to say pathetic. Because it's like, at some point, you would think Lana would either get some offense in, she would fight back, she would get away, something, right? Something that, you know, indicates, hey, they're going to do more than just put her through a table every week, but that never happens. Like, at least they've now made it where, oh, she kind of, you know, gets out of the way the first time, but by the end of the night, she's going through that table, damn it.
So I have a scenario in my head. And we'll drop it now before we talk Survivor Series in a week. By the way, Asuka took on Nia Jax. Asuka would win by disqualification when Shayna got involved. You had Lana at ringside. That's when she got put through the table. And then Nia told her to quit. So the way I would do it, I would have, since it's the five-woman Survivor Series team, I would, at the start, have Nia Jax put Lana through a table. Just hear me out. Okay? Have Nia get eliminated. Have it be down to Mandy and Lana versus whoever on the other side, right? Mandy gets eliminated, so it's like 3-on-1, 2-on-1 on Lana, right? Have Lana be the sole survivor. That's the only way this makes sense, is if you build her up to be the strongest person in that match. Have her come out and standing on top and win it for Raw. Any other way, this story makes no sense.
I can make that journey with you, I just don't know if they're going to
do that. No, I have no thought of them actually doing it. But that's how it should be done.
Because from what I've heard, they've intentionally built this Survivor Series team for Raw to be bad, or appear to be bad, because of who's involved in it. And I think also, and that's not to slight any of those women at all, but it's just given their reputations, given how they're viewed, all those things.
Also, the other team has Bianca, and you know Team Bianca's going to win.
Yeah, they have Bianca. That's a no-brainer. But it's intentionally built up to be somewhat one-sided. And part of this is the result of the fact that two of their top stars are gone. Because you know Becky or Charlotte would be leading the Women's Survivor Series team if they were available. They're not available right now. And no, Becky will not be ready by Rumble.
Or WrestleMania.
Just so everybody out there is aware, that's not how lady bodies work. Especially when you're pregnant. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not into this. I'm not feeling this. I really don't like this. Also, I feel like Shayna is way better than this. But this is what they've resigned her to, and I'm somewhat not okay with it. Lana at this point, just, she deserves better than this. But I don't feel like they're ever going to give it to her. And it's like, girl, just walk away and go be with your husband. I know she just re-signed a contract, but it's like, go walk away. Just be like, you know what? I'm out. I get it gets her on TV every week, and I get they're trying to do something with her. But again, it's become so predictable to the point that they're making it a joke on social media. Like, they're making it into a thing. And that's not cool. It's like, at least let her put some offense in. At least let her get away one or two times from Nia Jax, just to prove that she can, just to prove that she is capable, because it's to the point now that she's kind of just resigned herself to take it, right? Like, at some point, like, Nia and Shayna show up, and she just sort of sits there and cries and is like, oh, god damn it, here we go. And she just takes her whooping, which is not cool. It's like, if it's become that predictable, it's like, nah, man, that's not entertainment anymore. That's just stupidity.
Angel Garza talked about how he's here for, show every woman in the world that other men are worthless and he's here for them. That they deserve someone like him who could give them everything they want. He gave you a rose.
I have my old man. I'm happy. Thanks. He's a little young for me.
Drew McIntyre and The New Day took on Randy Orton, The Miz, and John Morrison in your main event. Drew McIntyre's team got the win. Randy Orton left.
I like how they had Randy play this. I like how they have Randy having The Fiend get into Randy's head. I really, really like this. I really like how Randy's kind of looking over his shoulder. He's a little paranoid. He's not sure what to think or what to make of it.
Very aggressive speaking tonight.
He was a little upset. Just a little upset. He kind of pinned Adam Pearce to a wall. I'm pretty sure that's an HR violation. But, you know, it's fine. Everything got calmed down. You know, Randy was chill. The Fiend was nowhere to be seen. And, yeah, we had Randy Orton get away from Drew McIntyre and The Miz tonight. Fiendless. But we forgot to talk about
I was getting to it.
Okay, all right.
I was saving it for last.
Because we got screwed tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We got screwed. And let me tell you how we got screwed. All week, they've been building up that Drew McIntyre was going to appear on a Moment of Bliss.
Well, all weekend. Not all week.
All weekend. Okay, fine. All weekend with Alexa Bliss, right? Which, you know what that means. That the Fiend's going to show up and he's going to mess somebody up, right? Well, curiously, a Moment of Bliss got postponed indefinitely, and Alexa Bliss did not have to interview Drew McIntyre tonight.
No, she did not. She did, however, have a conversation with her friend, and she was very happy to see Nikki, because it's been a while. But Nikki's like, we talked last week. I don't remember. And she's just picking petals from flowers at this point. Alexa's all giddy about
it. He loves me, he loves me not.
Pretty much.
He loves me not. And she has a whole pile of flower petals right there.
She's enjoying being on the Firefly Funhouse, and Nikki's all apologetic. I was like, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I'm sorry I did not let this happen to you. I wish I was a better friend. I just, all. She was very apologetic, and she was upset that Bray Wyatt got to sink his claws into her. But Nikki gave her friend an ultimatum. You need to choose. Him or me? Alexa blows her flower petals into the face of Nikki and goes, I choose him. La-da-dee-la-da-da. Skips off.
And Nikki just doesn't even know what to do.
Nope.
She's just so confused because it's like, I tried and I failed and I don't know what this is all about. And yeah, so Alexa skips off to be with her Fiend. But interestingly, Nikki mentioned the Fiend and it didn't trigger Alexa. Mentioned him by name and it did not trigger Alexa. And that's mainly because, you know, I think at this point she's fully enraptured by him.
Yeah, the trigger doesn't work anymore. She's now full on under control.
Praise God, or where she wants her, or where he wants her kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is that. But yeah, this was good. But curiously, the Fiend was nowhere to be found. And since we're talking about Survivor Series, I don't want to wish any undue harm on Undead Dad, especially seeing as it's his supposedly final, in quotations, farewell. But if they keep putting out Bray Wyatt and Undertaker clips, I'm going to start suspecting something. Just throwing that out there. Because, I mean, if the Fiend wanted to come out and, you know, mess Undead Dad up just a little bit, that would be, I think that would be acceptable. I think we would all be okay with that. Well, I mean, to be fair, Bray is evil. Bray is 1,000% evil. The Fiend is a manifestation of all the evil and hatred inside of Bray Wyatt. That's what he is. He's unchecked. He's unchained. Whereas Funhouse Bray is the quote-unquote good version of Bray Wyatt. Basically the mainstream version of Bray Wyatt. The person he's expected to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Mr. Goody Two Shoes with a twist. So what you're having is you're having Bray Wyatt having split personalities as a result of things that have happened to him in the past, such as the Lake of Reincarnation, probably, where he got chucked into it and the evil supposedly got purged out of him by said lake, and he became Matt Hardy's bitch for a while.
Yes, wonderful. Yes.
And then it kind of gets a little murky from there because he sort of disappeared and he was off TV for a long time and then he comes back as this. So that's really kind of what the two characters are. And yeah, they are viewing. It makes me really sad, honestly, since this came out and we have the time and I'm going to rant on it, that they're comparing Bray and Alexa to Joker and Harley. And the only reason I say that is that's such a toxic relationship. And I get why they would do that, because I have a funny feeling this relationship between the two of them is actually going to be incredibly toxic and could be very, very violent. But it's just like, for the time being, it's like, I don't think that's the best comparison. Like, I don't know else who you would put them up against, though, you know, to compare. But yeah, it's like Joker and Harley. It's like, really, that's the best you have? That's the best you have. But also, I want my Firefly Funhouse wedding. Somebody give it to me, please. I want it. I'm just throwing that out there in the universe. I'm not saying they're getting married. I'm not saying they're doing anything. But, you know, a Firefly Funhouse wedding, that would be acceptable. Okay? Just because that would be insanity. Literal insanity. I'm done. I had to throw all that out there.
You feel better now?
I feel much better.
Okay. That'll do it for us tonight. Solid episode.
Yeah, it was good. It was entertaining.
That'll do it for us here on the Rob Post Show. Available right now, exactly right now, this very minute, available now. Zarak Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 7. It's available now. Go download it. You can download it right now.
Now!
Now. It's available right now. Zarak will be live Thursday.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT. We are having a Taker-ish discussion. Because, yes, it is the final farewell for The Undertaker. They're doing a 30 days of Dead Man for 30 years. There is so much new Undertaker content. My ovaries can't stand it. And, guys, the interview between Undertaker and Kane, where they literally sit there and stare at each other and tell stories and shoot shit, comes out this weekend. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. So we're going to talk about all of that this Thursday on The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday Night Midnight Ish, another edition of CB Radio, SuperLive.com, Greater Than Great Debate.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Survivor Series. We'll be back next Monday night for our World Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Hey guys, have you heard of Prime Gaming? That's when you link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. And you can subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button below the screen for Prime Gaming. Yeah. Did you know you can use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store? You can. That's a hashtag ad. Hashtag Epic Partner. Did you know if you go to manscaped.com right now, you can use the code WTLive and save 20% off and get free shipping? Yeah. All these things are possible. Your balls will thank you if you do that.
Or someone else's balls will thank you if you buy it for a friend.
That too. But yeah, that's my plug. Go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LANSWRD.
Thanks to MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. For partnering with for the show, this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live long day awareness of the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, and right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.